Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
There's another man today. Well, I saw my baby walking. There's another man today. When I asked her what's the matter.
Welcome back.
This is what I heard her say.
Jim Blasingame, 17 till. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Dr. Robert McTeer is here. Bob is our longtime Brain Trust member, 18 years, coming up on 18 years, former member of the Federal Open Market Committee, which was his, which was an assignment he got, he was part of because of his, because he was the president of one of the 12 Federal Reserve Banks, the one in Dallas. And that, by definition, put him on the Federal Open Market Committee back in the 90s and the early part of the 21st century. And he's been reporting to us and so generous to spend some time with us and share his perspectives and experience and wisdom with us as we contemplate the Fed. Bob, thanks again for being here. You mentioned something earlier about the Fed. I'm trying to remember how you said it. But it was you said something about under the circumstances. It was pointing towards my question that I want to ask you. Do you see the Fed being relevant long term? Do you see 20 years from now, 25 years from now? Do you see with the way the financial industries are going, the way the monetary system, the way money is evolving, do you see the Fed still being relevant as it is today, 25, say 20 years from now?
I would guess it would be. However, as you have innovations and changes, there will probably be innovations and changes in the Fed. So something probably called the Fed would be relevant. Every time they've just totally gotten rid of something like the Fed, it doesn't go well, and they reestablish it. You know,
right.
It was the first bank of the United States that they killed off, and 5 years later, they created the second bank of the United States.
Yeah.
After Andrew Jackson killed that off in 1836, the Treasury sort of moved in and started conducting monetary policy. I guess that was a fundamental change, but monetary policy didn't go away, and then they recreated the Fed after the panic of 1907.
Well, the Fed has a couple of jobs, right? It manages the monetary policy of the country, and to some degree the world. But it also manages the banking. It regulates the banking system, right?
Yeah, as a regulator, the Fed is not as big as the FDIC and the controller of the currency.
Mm-hmm.
However, since it does monetary policy and regulation, people still act as though it's the chief regulator, whether it is or not. Let me just give you a thought that you haven't had yet. Janet Yellen's term as chairman will be up in a little over a year, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think you're going to see increasingly people who want her job writing op-ed pieces in the Wall Street Journal criticizing whatever the Fed does. I think everybody wants to get in line to be Trump's new chairman. And that's going to raise the level of criticism up above what it what it has.
What do you think? What do you think? What kind of a job do you think Janet's done?
It's been okay. I wish she had started the tightening a little earlier, but you know, she had two terms on the Board of Governors, and I was there during her first one, and I participated in a lot of meetings with Janet Yellen.
Mm-hmm.
Janet Yellen is smart and well trained in things that are relevant for her job. I know that when she has her press conferences, her slow and deliberate manner of speaking sort of makes people anxious. You know, let's get on with it. Get on with it. But if you can look beyond that, you know, she's very, very qualified.
Well, do you think people gave Greenspan, who was very much like what you just described, do you think they gave him more of a pass than they're giving her?
Greenspan was one of the committee to save the world on the cover of Time magazine, along with Rubin and Summers, and books been written about what a great job Greenspan's done. Greenspan came to be regarded as a genius, and then when after he had gone and the crisis came about, he lost that reputation, unfairly, I think, because people said, well, he didn't see the crisis coming. But nothing was more fun for me than to be in a room with Greenspan talking to other intelligent people. I kept my mouth shut. we met at the ambassador's residence, ambassador from Great Britain's residence, around the 4th of July. We always had a meeting around the 4th of July, and they had us over to dinner, the whole FOMC. And Greenspan sat across from the ambassador, and sometimes they would bring over a Bank of England governor. And I was just, you sit there with your mouth agape at the breadth and depth of Greenspan's wisdom. It's not just knowledge, it was wisdom.
Also, his capacity to take in macro scenarios, right?
He would, everybody had all the material in the world to study before an FOMC meeting, and everybody did their homework. But he would always come up with something new that when he started discussing it, you had to wonder, well, why didn't I think to look at that?
If we had another Greenspan, if we could replicate him right now and replace Janet Yellen when her term expires, you think that person could make a difference now like Greenspan did once before? Hold on to that thought. I'm going to let you answer that thought after these messages. We'll pick back up on that, folks, with our... What a great history, story of history that Bob just gave us. I really enjoyed that. I know you did, too.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.